Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori-Cortina. Turns out those fast food chains that are testing out artificial intelligence to take orders, they might not be as intelligent as we thought. Daniela, you've been doing the reporting on what's been going on behind the scenes. What did you find?
Yeah, no, we found that this one particular provider of this technology that is used in drive-thrus that are powered by AI actually rely on humans in the background quite a bit, you know, as much as 70% of the time to monitor, enter, and correct orders. This just suggests that, you know, the technology for this particular company, which is called Presto Automation, was simply less autonomous than, you know, people initially thought.
Is that technology going to change, or is it that once the AI learns things, they won't need as many humans to fix things and correct orders?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, that is their plan. What they're saying is that, you know, currently 70% of the orders that the system takes do require intervention by people who are sitting outside of the restaurant. So they are located, you know, off-site, you know, in places as far as the Philippines, and they're correcting these orders. But what they're saying is that as the AI learns, the reliance on humans will decrease. That being said, there are several other players in the industry that say they don't use this approach. You know, they say that their systems are more automated than, you know, 30% of the time.
Well, that's then going to determine who wins in this race.
That's a very good point. And so right now there are many restaurant chains, you know, from Wendy's to McDonald's to Checkers, which is a client of Presto Automation. The other companies aren't, that are testing this type of technology. So there's definitely a little bit of a race with many different providers seeing, you know, who is able to win this race and whose technology performs the best. We have seen, for example, McDonald's has actually been testing this. Their provider is IBM for a couple of years, and they have yet to, you know, roll it out across their system in any broad way. So a lot of hurdles and a lot of questions still pending for this.
Do we know whether customers mind using this technology, or do they still like having that interpersonal interaction? Because there always used to be this notion of, can I take your order, and my pleasure, and a smile.
So, you know, I have actually tested some of these systems, and they kind of take the order very similarly to how a person would, and so including some of those, you know, kind of pleasantries that you mentioned right now. We do know that at least none of the systems that I have done reporting on are 100% automated, which means that there is always a percentage of the orders that will be transferred basically to a restaurant employee. That could be because the AI messed up, or because maybe a person does not want to speak to a robot. They want to speak to a person. So there's always like a percentage, whether it's 5 or 10%, that get transferred to a restaurant worker. The difference that we have with Presto Automation is that they don't just pass it off to the restaurant worker. They also have people in the background, off-site, you know, in places like the Philippines, monitoring the orders and correcting them if necessary.
Daniela, thanks very much for your reporting. That is Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori-Cortina. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg TV at 2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.